Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Florida church is sued for holding worship services. We're going to be talking about this situation on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
I mean, Matt, just listen to what you just
said. I know.
A Florida church is sued for holding worship. I mean, what have we come to, you know?
Yeah, so this is in Flagler Square, Flagler Beach, and that's north of Daytona on the east coast of Florida. And there's a strip mall there, and there are different units. There are four units. And Pastor, in this case, Roderick Palmer, purchased a unit at the Flagler Strip Mall to serve as the home for the Coastal Family Church. He did that in July of 2025.
So he would have bought the unit and agreed with the commercial condominium associate, would agree, knowing this was going to be a church.
Yeah, the church, they knew it was going to be a church. And then when he actually starts to do renovations to fix this inside to be a church, they sue him and say, oh, no, you can't have a church. And what is suing him is the Flagler Square. It's a Jacksonville company that is the condominium owner that owns the whole facility and sold one of the units, in this case to Pastor Roderick Palmer.
But what's absurd is that they're saying, well, you'll take up too many parking spaces.
Yeah, it's on Sunday, and they
really
have about 160 available parking spaces on Sunday. And in fact, this will actually be good for the other businesses.
Yeah.
But what they say is no public assemblies. They say they don't want to allow any public assemblies. However, they have a store very close, Dollar Tree. Obviously, they have a bunch of people that come and go from time to time. They have other tenants that have other kinds of activity there in their facilities as well. So this particular storefront, they just want to have some worship. And they are told, no, you're being sued. We sent a letter to their counsel warning them that if they didn't withdraw their case, that they are risking attorney's fees and other repercussions for pursuing this kind of case.
Well, they're also violating Florida law. I guess they didn't know, perhaps. They didn't study the Florida law, knowing that it's discriminatory restrictions and covenants that ban public assembly, like in this condominium declaration, are rendered null and void under Florida law.
Yeah, in fact, we have now stepped up to represent the pastor and the church, and we have filed a motion now to dismiss this case. And we will pursue our attorney's fees against them for bringing this frivolous case, because under Florida law, there is a provision that prevents any restrictive covenant that is racially discriminatory or that discriminates on account of religion. So if you have a restrictive covenant in any property deed anywhere in Florida, it is now superseded by Florida law. So in other words, if you have a restrictive covenant that says no black people in this community, no black people in this area, you can't use this for black people, which, you know, some restrictive covenants many, many years ago, people put that in their restrictive covenants when they sold property.
Wow.
Florida law now says that is not going to stand. Any restrictive covenant that is a discrimination on the basis of race will not stand. Also, restrictive covenants that are restrictive of religion also are in the same scenario. So restrictive covenants based on race or religion are no longer valid in Florida. So even if they had a restrictive covenant that said that you can't have religious activity or religious association, that is overridden by Florida law. And we pointed this out, and that also by trying to enforce this provision or any other provision to prohibit church activity, it is a violation of other Florida laws like the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. and the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act. Both of those are laws that protect religious exercise and assembly. In fact, I drafted the Florida Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and it was passed into law back in the 90s in the Florida legislature. So it's been part of our law for some time. These kinds of restrictions that the Condominium Association wants to impose, they're null and void under Florida law, and they clearly violate other areas of law. So we are now standing up for this church. The church clearly has a right to be able to hold worship services there. In fact, the Condominium Association declaration prohibits strip mall units from being used as discount stores, banquet halls, bingo parlors, or other places of public assembly. However, Flagler Square is the home to a consignment store and a Fraternal Order of Police lodge that regularly host bingo nights and rents their facility to the public for public assembly. So you can see that irrespective of what their declaration condominium states, that they prohibit certain things, they allow them nevertheless. And the only one that they're trying to enforce is a restriction on a church with religious assembly. So again, they have a consignment store, which is a discount store. So they say you can't have a discount store. Well, they have a consignment store. They say you can't have bingo parlors. Well, they have the Fraternal Order of Police. And what do? They have bingo nights.
Oops.
Whoops, yeah. So they also have other public assemblies, the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge. They rent their facilities out for places of public meetings.
But, I mean, this association is asking the court to issue an injunction declaring that religious services are prohibited on the church's own property in Flagler Square. So it sounds like there's more to the story. This, obviously, this attorney or legal organization has not done their homework on Florida law. That's the number one issue. But number two, it's almost like, what bothers you so much to have a church in a strip mall? You're bringing great people into your area. They're seeing the other businesses, potential customers, but it's a church.
Well, and then the question that we have to ask here is, what is a church?
Mm-hmm.
What is a church? How are they going to define what a church is? Is a church five people meeting in this little place mm-hmm. on, say, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, doesn't matter what day of the week, having a Bible study, having somebody play a guitar and have some praise and worship, or listening to some worship music? Is that a church? Or what about 10 people? Is that a church? How many people actually make up a church? What does a church look like?
Yeah, but what better tenants you can have in a strip mall than a church?
I know, but no, I agree with that 100%. You've got a great tenant who will actually bring people to this facility that actually will patronize some of these other stores and support the other facilities. Like, they'll support the Fraternal Order of Police, no question about that.
Mm-hmm.
They'll use some of the items that are sold in the discount stores, the consignment store. When we start to ask them, specifically when we get into litigation, if it continues, and we ask them, so where's the dividing line? Because this is always an issue when, like, for example, we had the Good News Club case at the U.S. Supreme Court in 2001. The question is, okay, free speech is permissible. This is what some of the justices back then would say. Free speech is okay, but religious worship is not. And the Supreme Court rejected that. Justice Thomas said, where's the dividing line between free speech or religious speech? When does religious speech become worship? Well, it's when they have praise and worship, when they sing Christian songs, or when they read the Bible. Really, does that make it now no longer permissible to have an after-school Bible club because it's moved from somebody standing up in front of the group and they're just lecturing from a religious viewpoint, but now they're actually teaching from the Bible, or they're leading people in praise and worship, or they're memorizing scripture? That now becomes worship and it's no longer protected? That's a quagmire that you really can't define very well. And so that's why the Supreme Court in the Good News Club case in 2001 rejected this idea of the distinction between speech now all of a sudden becomes worship. when judges have to make a decision as to, oh, no, you've crossed the line, it's worship, then judges actually get into a realm for which they're not competent, in which the courts do not allow judges to make those kinds of decisions.
You know, I mean, it's unbelievable. This is a church. This is respectful people coming to worship the Lord. Why would someone not want that in their commercial strip mall?
Well, that's, I think, the core of this issue, and mm-hmm. that's why, you know, they have an anti-Christian bias, but they're going to lose this case. Continue to pray for this case and many of our other Liberty Counsel cases. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.